Jerry's Introduction, The Healer's Quest. I began teaching with Barbara in Crete in 1996. I was one of 9 men in a group of 40 women. We men were celebrated by the women for our bravery, and the women were deeply enjoying being feminine in this goddess-rich landscape. I love Crete, the wooded hills, the drone of the locust in the hot sun-baked mountains, the buzz of the bees collecting honey in the orchards, the crypt-like chapels in the groves of gnarled olive trees, the black cassocks of the Orthodox priests, the sense of fertility and order, simplicity and time. I'm glad I began my journey here. I tell this story for the benefit of other men out there and women who might enjoy knowing how it was for a husband suddenly to be challenged by his wife to wake up and join her in her quest. No, it was not enough that we were co-publishers and co-owners of Bear & Company, a thriving New Age press in New Mexico. Nor was it enough that I had done my own past life regressions, received my own profound healings from alternative therapists, and started to feel energy in my hands and sight in my third eye. Nor was it enough that I was a responsible father to our 4 children and a loving husband to her. She knew, and I knew, deep down inside, that we were on a quest, and the work had just begun. We remembered our joint lifetime in Minoan times, she as a seer, I as a warrior and protector, and how our lives had been cut short by the cataclysmic eruption of Santorini Thera. Perhaps we did have to complete that work of the sacred temple by bringing it to the people. I thought of how salmon gallantly worked their way upstream each year, albeit in diminished numbers, yet doing what their ancestors did before them, what their blood codes told them to do. I spent a whole night out under the stars that trip. I puffed through a pack of Camels that night, too, to keep me company. I am not a smoker, yet the familiar smell of tobacco and the burning of the match cheered me up, gave me my own momentary bit of starlight. I remember feeling very small on that landscape as I walked back and forth. What was I to do? Was objecting going to be this hard? What inspired me to take such drastic measures? I'm a man who likes his full night's sleep and a warm bed beside my...